The new state forest is 9,000 acres of land along the Peshtigo River. The state bought the land from Wisconsin Public Service last year for $25 million. The Tommy Thompson State Park is right next door. The land isn't open to the public yet because there are no paved roads, docks, or bathrooms. The State Department of Natural Resources is working on a master plan for the sites. Dan Rogers heads the planning team. Public meetings will be held this week in the town of Stevenson and in Green Bay. Rogers says the DNR is looking for public comments on both the forest and the park.
We want to make sure that we consider the resources available on both sites so that we don't miss anything, and we feel that, you know, one property may be able to complement the other as far as the resources that it has.
One public meeting on the park was held in December. Roger says he's still getting comment forms back in the mail.
We've heard from snowmobilers and hikers and campers. We've heard from a number of people that are interested in riding horses there.
Roger says the DNR must balance recreational facilities with nature. That's especially true in the forest, which won't be as fully developed as the park. But nature enthusiasts shouldn't make vacation plans just yet. The park and forest won't be open for a few more years. Roger says the master plan won't be done until the end of next year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.